1-800-259-1945.
We roll into another week yet in September. Hello, everybody. Kate Delaney, this is America Tonight, coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. I hope you're sleeping with one eye open because you're listening to the show. So that's why I'm saying that. You know, there's like 26 million potential listeners for America Tonight. That's kind of exciting that many people stay up late. It's a upside-down world now. It's not 9 to 5 anymore. So many of you either are going to school, working late jobs, have your own business. I can think of probably 150 different reasons why someone would be up, but we're glad that you're here with us, locked and loaded. And just remember, this show is about water cooler buzz at its best. I don't care what your opinion is. I care that you have an opinion, whether you're left of left or right of right, or you don't like to call yourself anything, just informed. You can jingle these numbers at any point, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. A couple of interesting things cropped up over the weekend in light of the anniversary of 9/11 and 9 years it's been since 9/11. One, something that always seems to get lost in the sauce is, what's the deal with Osama bin Laden? If he is the face, so-called face of 9/11, is it not crazy that we haven't been able to unearth this guy? You hear that, oh, so close, but this was many years ago. And then the rumors that he had kidney problems and he's probably dead somewhere. Or the Saudis are hiding him. Or we even had a guest on the air who was a former spy who said he saw Osama bin Laden just a few years ago. So wait a second, he saw Osama bin Laden. But they weren't able to get to bin Laden. So I don't know, there are some things that don't add up as far as capturing or killing the man who was the face of 9/11. Then there's this stuff with Ground Zero and what's happening with the Cordoba Initiative and the Islamic Center and people who say the Islamic Center should just stand, just let it be, because we're a nation where we're about freedoms and religious freedom, and so how can we not let this go up? Why can't we let this just happen? But boy, the controversy couldn't be hotter. I mean, it's a month plus into this, and it's going strong. I mean, strong. There are so many people that are starting to come out to protest that now that's become part of the sightseeing. So people are like rubbernecking who are tourists to the city who might have gone down to Ground Zero because they want to see, wow, the towers that were hit and let me see this hole and what's happening down there. Now it's, or because they're sad, they have a connection loosely to somebody who knew somebody who died on that day or for whatever reason. But now this has become the draw, the beacon that sucks people in. I just gotta see what's happening there. And then you have Faisal Abdul Rauf. Do you know who he is? He's the imam behind this center that's being planned a couple of blocks away from the site of the World Trade Center, right? And now he's saying that he would never, ever have picked that location if he just only knew what he does now. He said that when he was on one of the Sunday shows on ABC, that he didn't think the location would stir up any anger whatsoever, that he's just this peaceful guy and that's what his life's about, and he wouldn't provoke all this controversy. So the thing is now, and this is the perfect way to spin it, because the thing now is this is the second part of it. The major concern with moving it is the fact that in the Muslim world, Islam is under attack in America, and this just strengthens the people who are radicalized in that world. It helps their recruitment, in other words, and that this puts the soldiers and the troops and the embassies and the citizens under attack. And so now we're expanding and giving them more fuel for the fire. This is like the new rallying cry. If whatever it is that you're doing that's controversial and it surrounds the issue of terrorism or Ground Zero or burning Qurans, that's all you have to say, that this will embolden the people who want to slaughter us because this will feed the propaganda machine. I mean, like, at this point, that's almost ridiculous. It would have just been better for the imam to say, okay, I'm sorry that I ignited this controversy. You know, look, really, honestly, I didn't have any idea that this was going to happen. I'm being really sincere here, which I can't believe he didn't think that was going to ignite any kind of passionate response. But okay, let's say I buy it. And then he says, and here's the thing, we have the plans for it. We like this piece of property. We're sorry if it's offensive, but I don't care. I'm just going to go ahead and build it. I'm sorry, again, I'm sorry for the offending some people, but I think that in the long run you're going to see, because we're going to invite everyone in, and this is just going to be the best thing possible, blah, 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 blah. But don't make these excuses. In other words, don't hide behind now the terrorists, because unfortunately that's what this is becoming. This is like the crutch. The crutch is now the propaganda machine. And yeah, there's a propaganda machine. There's a propaganda machine here in this country. So I don't buy that. I say put down the crutch and just call it like you see it, Raouf. Give me a break. Don't try to, and probably it was a light bulb moment. You see what's happening with the so-called Quran burning in Florida that didn't take place. Well, the pastor, Pastor Jones, decides, oh no, I'm not going to do this because this really is going to cause problems for our troops. This is really going to rally the extremist Muslims to take action against our own people. So I don't want to do that. And then plus he learned that his family would be at major risk, and probably still are anyway, of these kooks, of these nuts, of these extremists, right? But this is, you see what I'm saying, this becomes now the crutch. I just would so much more respect somebody that comes out and just calls it straight. Imagine that. Look straight into the camera. I'm sorry that it caused this controversy, but I got to tell you, I don't care. And the reason I don't care is because I want to build this place. And I'm all about peace. And this is what this place is about. And if people don't understand that, tough tiddlywinks. They'll just have to wait till the doors open. But no, it's all about the maneuvering and the spinning. And so this is going to be the next thing that you're going to see constantly come up. You can use that to your benefit, too. And that's what that imam is doing. He is using it to his benefit. So I'm going to give credit to the former mayor of New York, Rudy Giuliani, who slammed the imam behind Ground Zero for saying that Islam would be viewed as being under attack in America if the Islamic Center that is scheduled to go up is not built. I mean, that's a bunch of hogwash. He's absolutely right. It's the perfect crutch, though. If you're going to throw it up there, you know, I guess take a good shot, and that's what he's done. What do you think? Fair or foul, America? 800-259-5791. Also, we're going to talk about the economy and the fact that, some in Congress really don't want to touch those Bush cuts compromise packages.
Can you live with minor aches and pains? Maybe. But oftentimes, those won't-go-away pains become so debilitating that we are not able to do things we used to, like go for a walk, garden, or even button a shirt. Now, restore normal function naturally and give yourself the freedom to move with Recovery Extra Strength. Over-the-counter drugs will stop the pain, but at the expense of your liver. Recovery Extra Strength is the number one solution for pain and inflammation. It contains Nutricol, a unique proprietary blend of green tea and grapes, and is made in Canada under strict Health Canada oversight of natural products. If you suffer from arthritis, arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, back, or other aches and pains, use Recovery Extra Strength. Call 866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you use checkout code GCN Radio. Call 1-866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com for Recovery Extra Strength for pain-free mobility.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Well, now, artists and confused, because lately you've been starting to lose, losing out on everything you might try to do. Bad luck, fellas, got to hold on you.
So who's the loser in this one? The Democrats say they're going to act by the end of the year to extend the middle class tax cuts pushed through by Bush, and if Congress does nothing, then a family, let's say, that's in making $50,000 to $75,000 income range would face an extra $1,126 in taxes next year. See, that's the part you never hear about, right? So, riddle me this. The president and the Dems are saying they want the extensions to apply only to people with incomes of less than $200,000 or joint filers like married couples, whatever, $250,000. And those tax cuts would add $3.1 trillion to the national debt over the next decade. So then that means the debt would rise, this is so many numbers, by $700 billion if tax cuts for the richest people are also extended. But, you know, you look at the economy and the shape it's in, and then you talk about that it's not the time, the right time to end the tax breaks for the wealthy. It sounds so cockamamie, doesn't it? But it's dead on right, because the corporations will turn around and sock it to the middle class people. Absolutely, that's what's going to happen. That's ultimately the trickle-down sad reality of it. I can't imagine that's not going to happen. If you know, we wanted to speculate, I couldn't say every single person that got slammed this with that tax, that's where it would go. But I bet you dollars to donuts, most of it would end up that way. I really think that. So Congress hasn't sent the president any of the 12 annual spending bills that it has to consider to pay for government programs. That's when the new budget year would start, what, October 1st. And I think what the big problem is, with all the seats out in the House, and then if you wanted to jump to the Senate, although the Senate's not as big of a factor, but 37, what they're afraid of is voting for spending increases, because Congress is worried about a couple of things. They're going to have to vote, one, to keep agencies funded at whatever the current level is to avoid any kind of a shutdown. And the concern is, what will the backlash be from you and me? Because we're the people who vote. We're the ones who vote. And then they have this whole list of, you have to think about it, and you have to sit for a minute and, you know, scribble some notes. That's what I've been doing, right? Scribbling some notes on the obvious things. Like, what do you do about the defense programs for 2011, for example? What do you do about that? And what about this bill that was floating around that required more disclosure of corporate and union spending on campaign ads? That's, nothing's going to happen there. Nothing. So that if you're with a corporation and you're going to pump money into some campaign by taking out ads or whatever, hey, no sweat. Nobody's going to write some big blown up article on it, because unless they find out the money, because most people aren't going to really be aware of it. In other words, some of the information that would have to be known isn't going to have to be known. How about that? And I think there's going to be a backlash, ultimately. I mean, the first thing that has to happen in the Senate is this bill creating $30 billion for a government fund to lend more money to small businesses, and also pony up about $12 billion in small business tax breaks. So there should be the votes there, and that should pass when the Senate returns. But also, what's going to be really interesting is the crazy soap opera of Charlie Rangel and also Maxine Waters. Because remember, they've got to go up on trial for ethics violations. And they're two very big Democrats. And those trials, one or at least two of them, should happen before the fall election. And you've got eight people that make the decision there, four Democrats, four Republicans. So they've got they plan to open a trial Monday also on the impeachment of this U.S. District Court judge. And that's going to be fun to follow that, because you've got four impeachment articles, is what they would call them, charging this Louisiana judge with taking payoffs and lying under oath. And I didn't realize it, and the only reason I bring it up on the air is because, here's a fun fact for you, this is the first impeachment trial in our nation's history since the one held for former President Bill Clinton in 99. And if this judge is found guilty, his name is Judge G. Thomas Porteous Jr., if he's found guilty, he'd become the eighth federal judge in our entire history to be impeached and convicted. Then there's a whole slew of other things. Remember the whole egg crisis? Yeah. Well, because of the whole egg crisis, then there was this whole deal about more food safety legislation and giving the FDA more power to have recalls and increased inspections of food facilities. And that's going to be something that the Senate will look at, and then there's a slew of other things too. John Boehner is right in the middle of this, of course, asked his two cents on what do you do with these tax breaks, as he's the House Republican leader. And one of the things that he thinks is that really you should have a two-year freeze on all tax rates, and I agree. At least a 1 or a 2 year freeze. Why not? Why are we doing this? Why does anyone pay any more money when they can barely afford to pay what they're paying now, and they're juggling too much for the most part, right? So when he was really pressed up, because he was on Face the Nation, he did an interview on Face the Nation, You know, he said, what kind of an option does he have as far as some of the votes that he would have, or the vote that he would have to make on the Bush tax breaks? And here's how he spilled it out.
If the only option I have is to vote for those at 250 and below, of course I'm going to do that. But I'm going to do everything I can to fight to make sure that we extend the current tax rates for all Americans. I just think that if we're going to extend the tax cuts for some Americans, why don't we extend these current tax rates to all Americans and get rid of some of the uncertainty that's out there so that small businesses can plan and reinvest in their business and the new economy.
Yeah, and that's key. You talk to enough people who own businesses, and many of you fall into that category, and whether it's a small business, a big business, a trucking business, whatever it is. I mean, there's a lot of different businesses out there. And whether it's just a handful of employees or a little bit more than that, it's the only way the thing keeps ticking is by the lending. And if you can't get the lending to do what you need to do, it's that old thing where it takes money to make money. You have to have a little bit of it. And the banks are so tight right now, that is really crippling a lot of people's efforts to be able to thrive and survive in you know, this kind of economy. It just depends on what it is that you do for a living and whether you work for somebody and you're just crossing your fingers they don't make any kind of cuts when you least expect it, or whether you're off on your own and you're doing your own thing and you're looking for the right angles, but you just can't afford to do the things that you really need to do to bring in more money. So then you're faced with the same problem that everybody else is. How many people do I have to let go? What do I need to do to make, you know, this little engine continue to run? What is it that I have to do? All right, coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight, this has been an interesting story. And the kids that were hiking in Iran, now you've got an Iranian lawyer for the American woman that's actually been granted a release on bail. And he says that he's met with her and, of course, the two other American guys who were held about a year ago. And they're hopeful she's going to be able to leave prison, actually, in the next 2 days or so. And they're making those arrangements for the bail and for what, you know, what's going to happen with the two other guys that are there. So we're going to let you hear what the official word on that is from a White House spokesperson, David Axelrod. He talked about it on one of the shows on Sunday. That's coming up next, Round the Bend, here on ATN.
Buy the case or buy the pallet. Sapaco SurePak MREs are the most well-balanced, great-tasting meals ready to eat available at MyersCustomSupply.com. Sapaco SurePak MREs are great for any situation. Come with or without flameless ration heaters, are easy to transport, and easy to store with a 3 to 5 year shelf life. And you can buy just a case or an entire pallet. Either way, Sapaco SurePak MREs are ready to eat hot or cold. Experience superior customer service from the number one Sapaco supplier that's been in business since 1997. When you order your Sapaco SurePak MREs from MyersCustomSupply.com, get fast free shipping and 5% off your total order by using promo code GCN5 at checkout. Call 1-800-451-6105 or visit MyersCustomSupply.com. That's M-E-Y-E-R-S CustomSupply.com or call 800-451-6105. For the lowest prices on the internet, visit MyersCustomSupply.com.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
And I think it really does make a difference.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
This is George Whitehurst Berry. As an avid outdoorsman doing professional photography of some of the most remote regions of the American Southwest, I swear by the Gusset Clothing Company. Diamond Gusset jeans are the jeans I've been looking for years. The unique gusset design, a technological breakthrough, was inspired by the needs of martial arts masters for more freedom of movement in their workouts. Diamond Gusset jeans are the most rugged, durable, flexible, and comfortable on planet Earth. Timeless style and good looks with rugged, superior quality made in USA cotton, superior weaving techniques, more stitches per inch, and higher quality standards go into every jean the Gusset Clothing Company makes before they proudly put on the label Made in USA. Buy American at GussetClothing.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T clothing.com. When you buy Gusset Clothing, put the word crash in the coupon code to receive free shipping.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
Flip side here on America Tonight, meaning our next segment, we have We Can Count. It's one of my favorite things that we started doing a couple of months ago, maybe 3 or 4 months ago, because everything's about numbers, right? So we've got the U.S. poverty number that's astronomical, record level. And how timely is that with these elections that are only a couple months away? You know, everybody votes with their wallets. So what does that mean for some of these incumbent candidates, despite whatever their redistricting is? There's people that are going to get booted out. Trust me. Also, Igor, the hurricane, what number is it on the dial as far as category wise? Is it out there hovering around in the Atlantic? We'll talk about it during We Can Count. But I started mentioning the situation with this story about the three hikers in Iran and the fact that now this lawyer is going to get the American woman out on bail. And you know what? They made these arrangements in Tehran with the Swiss embassy. And you know what the bail payment was for Sarah Shord? $500,000. In other words, $500,000. And the Swiss embassy represents U.S. interests in Iran, because guess what? We know this. The two countries don't have diplomatic relations, so the U.S. doesn't deal with Iran and vice versa. And this was supposed to happen, and there was conversations about it. And the thing is that they're saying they would release her on bail because of health problems, and that she would actually be free to leave the country. out on bail, free to leave the country. Think she's going back to Iran? I'm going to say no. In other words, it's like, give me $500,000 and we'll let her go. That's what they're saying, pretty much. And the problem is the two other guys that were with her, nothing for them. I mean, they're collateral. They're being held as collateral. And they accidentally, and, you know, honestly, why are you hiking there in the first place? Why would you even be close? Okay, whatever. But I truly believe that they innocently fell into this situation in Tehran. They might just have this long, I just picture this long electric, you know, electrically driven arm that hugs the person that's right there on the line and just grabs them in. Ha ha, you're ours, and we can bargain with you. You're Americans. So they were definitely in the wrong place at the wrong time and shouldn't have been there. No other way around that. But they got caught in the net, and will the two men, the young men, will they be able to wiggle out of it? Will they be able to come back? I think that they're going to be there for a while, because this is going to be a pawn in the game. And it was easy to let her go, take the money, let her go, and then also dangle out what's happening with the two of them. It's a sad scenario, though. Imagine being the parents of any of them. And for an entire year, your kid is trapped and being accused of being a spy, and of all places, Iran. And here the girl is the one that's being let go. You think of what they do to women and how they treat them in Iran. Ooh, that would be a parent's nightmare. Her parents probably haven't slept in a year plus. But even going over there, they had to think, is this really a good idea? You know, your kid might want to go see the world, but they might want to go see the world, or they might even want to do the Peace Corps thing, but as much as your kids should have the freedom to do whatever they want to, I guess when they're over 18, but wouldn't you just kind of try to steer them and say, I understand how you feel about doing this. I understand how you feel about hiking. I understand how you feel about, like, on the weekends taking these hikes and you're working with this organization. But maybe you could be a target because, you know, you're, after all, look at the relations that we're having, which is no relations between the countries surrounding where you are. I just have to think that you might want to have that conversation. I'm just saying. So she's out. That's the good news. But she's going to be a pawn in this whole thing. And the two guys, they'll be lucky if they get out of that alive. I really think that. And it's all a question of Ahmadinejad, really, and what he'll try to do as far as dealing with them, using them to gain a seat at the table, or to try to manipulate the situation and the relationship with the United States. I mean, how much more manipulating can this demagogue do? Because that's constantly what he's doing. He's all about that. He's all about the manipulation and spewing a bunch of nonsense. But this just is more that will come from that direction. And I think they're in trouble. I think they'd be very, very, and I hope I'm wrong. I hope they get out of it. I think they're going to be very lucky to dance out of it. I don't say that they're going to kill them, but I think they're going to hang on to them for as long as possible, period, end of story. Hey, this is something that came up on my radar last week, and because we were knee-deep in a million other things, we never got to it, but this is a crazy deal. You know, we've got this moratorium on deep water drilling in the Gulf of Mexico, right? So the U.S. Export-Import Bank is talking about guaranteeing $1 billion in loans to Pemex, which is the Mexican state oil company. And what they're trying to do is bolster the company's oil drilling in that area, right? And the bank is the official American export, what they would call, I guess, credit agency is the best way to say it. Well, of course, credit agency, because they loaned about $1 billion to Pemex in 2009 when the company was the bank's largest borrower in support of its drilling. So that year, the bank guaranteed two loans totaling $300 million by a commercial lender. And so the latest request comes during this moratorium that was first imposed by the president in May to find out what was the cause behind the Deepwater Horizon oil rig explosion that killed 11 and led to the worst oil spill in our history. So we know the rest of the story. The federal court strikes down the ban amid all the complaints that it threatened thousands of jobs. And then there was a new moratorium in July from the Interior Department on most deep water drilling that's in effect until the end of November, really pretty much the end of the year. So the Export-Import Bank, are you following this, says the moratorium doesn't affect its pending deal with Pemex because none of the projects involve deep water drilling. So the $1 billion deal is awaiting approval by the bank's board. They're supposed to reach a decision in September sometime, and the bank is an independent agency. So after the financing is approved, then the rest is history. They move on. They check the environmental safety things, all that sort of stuff. They check it twice a year or something. And then in the requests support a bunch of projects, including offshore drilling and a $200 million facility to finance sales to U.S. small businesses. So by law, the bank's financing is directly tied to the export of goods and services produced or provided by American workers. And since the late 90s, the bank has guaranteed $7.7 billion in loans that U.S. and international banks have made to Pemex. Okay. So over the 12-year period, the bank's financing of Pemex has helped create or sustain a whole bunch of jobs. I guess 47,000 American workers in a whole bunch of companies, over 1,000 companies and 915 small businesses and a whole bunch of other companies as well. You see, that's that bouncing ball thing that you have to follow so you know where it's coming from. All right, I said, because I see that a bunch of you have actually hit me up with emails on the hiker things, on the hiker deal, on the woman getting the bail money. One of the things that I said that I would go to is Axelrod's comments about it, because I got this note here from Jake in Austin, and he says, you know, how do you think the administration's going to play it? Well, let's tell you how they're going to play it. This is Axelrod earlier on Sunday talking about the hikers' situation in Iran.
Obviously, we're hopeful that we can get these folks out. They should never have been in jail in the first place. They're being held under false pretenses. We're hopeful and we're encouraged by this news, but there have been starts and stops in this before, and until that actually happens, we're on a wait-and-see basis.
All right, so really pretty much nothing. The starts and the stops, exactly what I said. And it's wait and see, because what are you jockeying with? There's not going to remove the sanctions that have been leveled against Iran, for whatever that's worth, over the fact of the nuclear enrichment, whether it's being used for power, or for nuclear weaponry. So that's not going to be off the table. So, you know, the bottom line is the wait and see game is going to be a very long wait for the two young guys who were left behind. All right, hang with us. Coming up on the flip side, we have Weekend Count.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
With no end in sight for the global financial crisis, it's become very evident there is a global food shortage upon us. What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed? What if? The time to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now. This is your last chance to stock up and save with the last Mountain House sale of the year. For 1 week only, September 6th through 13th, Ready Made Resources offers GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House case lots, plus free shipping. Go to readymaderesources.com before it's too late. See the variety of quality Mountain House foods in a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals. Remember, this 25% off case lots is only through September 13th. Call 800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Mountain House foods with free shipping. That's 1-800-627-3809 or go to readymaderesources.com. Sale ends September 13th.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
As promised, time for another edition of We Can Count. Sadly, as we get closer to these elections, you hate to hear ugly numbers, but these are sad. Poverty is at an all-time record level. The number of people in the U.S. who are in poverty is on track for a new record that is approaching a 1960s level. That at the time, there was the big war on poverty, you know, the war on drugs, the war on whatever. Well, then it was the war on poverty. So the census figures are showing that where we're at this point is the poverty rate is increasing from 13.2% to about 15%. Boy, that's not good. 15%. You think of the homeless camps that are popping up in some of the warmer climates. In Sacramento, they have a homeless camp, and they even have a no trespassing sign set up, and they've got them in the deserts, like in Palm Springs, I think they've got one. And I mean, those tent cities are popping up all over the place. In interviews with six demographers who tracked poverty trends, they found the consensus that the 2009 numbers are likely to show significant rate increases to that 15% that I mentioned. So if those estimates are correct, that's about 45 million people in this country. 45 million. I hope that all of you listening to me are finding a way to survive, because that's a horrendous number. For one of the wealthiest nations on the planet, that means more than 1 in 7 were poor last year. That's the highest single-year increase since they started calculating poverty numbers in 1959. You'd have to go back to 1980 when the number jumped 1.3 percentage points to 13 during the energy crisis. So, and this is, if you broke it down even further, among the 18 to 64 working age folks, they expect to rise beyond 12.4%, up from 11.7%. So that's the highest. I was saying the 60s before. It's the highest since 1965, and that's when LBJ had his big initiative. He called it the War on Poverty. And actually, the War on Poverty, what did that do? That started the government going down the path of the social welfare programs, from education to health care to, you know, you name it. But those are some ugly numbers. All right, this is a very, very sad and ugly number as well, but we're going to put it in here. And you just, you know, what makes people do this? What makes people become so enraged? But in Jackson, Kentucky, a man was so upset over how his wife cooked his eggs, he shot and killed her, his stepdaughter, and three witnesses with a shotgun before he killed himself. Again, the coward way out on Saturday. The Kentucky State Police say 47-year-old Stanley Neese killed the five people in two mobile homes at about 11:30 in the morning. They went to his house, and that's when he turned the gun on himself. And the people in the area heard the shots, and then they found the body, his body, on the porch. And this county is the home to about 16,000 people. And the eastern part of Kentucky is where it is. And somebody that was nearby said that what they heard was he became upset when his wife, and it's true, didn't cook the breakfast the way he wanted it. And that's what led to their deaths. And, you know, the victims in this one were pretty young. The wife was 50-something. The daughter was 28. The neighbors were in their 30s. One person was 40. What an awful thing to happen. And it goes to my point of, what makes people tick that he's wound so tight that this starts over breakfast? And, you know, he takes the easy way out. And this is, you know, this is one of those things that's going to show up as, this is why you can't have guns. There are going to be a lot of people that will use this to that argument. That, hey, you got kooks like this, and look what he did to his family. But you know my take on it. If you go down that path and you start removing rights, if we wouldn't even say that, it leads, I think, to other evils that it wouldn't make any sense. It makes no sense to draw it back. If you believe in what the Founding Fathers said, it's true. I mean, the right to bear arms, that's what it entails. And I'm for the right to bear arms, but to do it correctly, to know how to use the gun to the whole thing, and to have permitting, but to be able to do it, for goodness sake, to be able to use it. All right, let's move on to another we can count. This is almost laughable, but it's absolutely worth mentioning here on this segment. But Attorney General Eric Holder and the Obama Department of Justice are going after Sheriff Joe Arpaio and the, you know, the immigration laws, and, you know, everybody and anyone that will the what I call up a layup headline heading into the elections, right? Which is what you do when you're whatever side you're playing on. But I love it when you just scrape beneath the surface and come up with numbers like this. How about this? The Internal Revenue Service shows that about 2,000 Justice Department employees owe over $14 million in federal taxes for 2009. That's more than three times what the 638 congressional staffers owe, because they owe $9 million to the IRS. And then there's $831,000 owed by 41 White House folks. So that's how much is missing in taxes. $14 million. And Justice Department people, they've got 1,971 workers who haven't paid taxes they owe. And, you know, look at the Justice Department. The budget is $25 billion. You've got the DEA, the U.S. Marshals, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, the FBI, you know. I mean, we could, you know, too numerous to list. So how crazy is that? And then even the Securities and Exchange Commission people, where you think they'd have to be so scrubbed up. Well, they have 91 employees who owe taxes that total about $1 million. Ooh. And then here's a real kicker for you. You also have the State Department that only has 356 people who owe. And their debt to the IRS, well, that's less than $3 million and counting. Then you have the Treasury people. They owe $7.7 million. The Department of Health and Human Services, the people that work there, $65,000, that's a lot. And they've got a $700 billion budget, which is an incredible budget. They've got 2,800 workers who owe taxes, and their bill, $37.3 million. And you think at how hard the IRS comes down on the little people. The people who can barely afford to live, they find you somehow, they go after you, they send you threatening letters. Would you want to arrange payments? And look what's going on with all the people that work in the government and those that deal with financial matters where they haven't paid their taxes. I mean, come on, give me a break. That's ridiculous. Crazy. Insanity, I tell you. All right, despite everything that we've said on this show, here's my ultimate disclaimer. Remember, I like to throw this out here every once in a while. You can always get back on that horse and go round and round and reach out and try to grab that brass ring.